Hey y'all, welcome to The Neighborhood, where we get all up in your business, talking about self, family, friends, and finances. For now, this is not a conversation about romantic relationships because we are minding our own business. That's right, but trust and believe. Once we get that straight, the rest will follow. You know me. I'm your nosy neighbor, Inertia Justice. So go get your coffee, your tea, or whatever it is you're sipping on these days, child. And let's chat. While you're at it, go ahead and add us to your playlist. Today, we'll be talking about goal setting. Sure, there's been lots of talk about goal setting. It was one of the first words folks called buzzwords. But that doesn't make it trendy. There is a real value to setting a goal. After all, the good book says, where there is no vision, people perish. Which simply means, if you don't have a goal, you're doomed. Okay. Maybe not that cryptic, but goal setting is important. So far, we used a couple of other buzzwords, plans and visions. These are important when you're setting a goal. You need to not only have a vision, which means, that's right, we're back to our definitions, vision, the ability to think about or plan the future with imagination or wisdom. Some of you probably got half of that definition right, thinking that a vision simply means thinking something up. But as you can see, a vision is a plan for the future with imagination or wisdom. So a vision can be something that you think up out of the blue or something that your wisdom has created. Oh, by the way, wisdom means the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment. But keep in mind, thoughts and wisdom need a plan before you can truly call it a vision. I know what you're thinking. Child, why are you taking us down this rabbit hole of terms? Well, neighbor, it's because when we start goal setting, it's best to start with a vision. So you needed to understand what a vision actually is. Now that we have a working definition, let's get right into it. This is how it relates to goal setting. You start with a thought / wisdom, then you make a plan, then you stick to the plan. That's it. That's goal setting. Developing an action plan designed in ordered steps to motivate and guide you towards a goal. A goal is more deliberate than desires or momentary intentions. Therefore, goal setting means that you have to commit thoughts, emotions, and behaviors towards attaining a goal. Most folks think bigger, better, faster when they think about goal setting. But I challenge you, my neighbor, to think about manageable, moderate, and meaningful, right? This rise and grind culture has us anxious and stressed out, child. We've talked about anxiety before, so feel free to revisit that. But in this rise and grind culture, there is no time or consideration given to rest. And that was the first thing our Creator taught us how to do. He created everything by himself, then he created man, then he rested. So the first thing we got access to was how to rest. If you're still not clear about that, check out our chat on All One for some self-care tips. Now, back to goal setting. The way to actively set goals and avoid burnout is to use what they call the SMART method for goal setting. It's an acronym: specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-based goals. So when they say specific, this is where you begin to think about the exact thing that you want to accomplish. If you want to be happy, which is an amazing goal, you first have to know what makes you happy. Being debt-free, more time for yourself, better communication with friends and family. Whatever it is, you have to be specific, measurable. You're thinking, aha, now how are you going to measure something like these intangible goals you've already listed? Okay, if your goal is being debt-free, you start with knowing your exact indebted amount, which is basically just how much you owe everybody. Then you look at how much you earn and you call your debtors and make arrangements to make payments in small and consistent amounts. More time for yourself? Get a planner. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to shout. Whew. I don't know why. Some of my neighbors refuse to use a planner. Either they say they don't have enough to put into a planner, or they get overwhelmed with the amount of things they have to do, so they don't use a planner. Yep. Sounds crazy when you hear it out loud, doesn't it? But if we are minding our own business, that's just what it is. A business. Everything about you is important enough to plan out. Skincare, what to eat, when to go to bed, when to wake up. This is how you make more time for yourself. You have to see all of the things that you're required to do. That way, you can plan breaks. You can take mini breaks, but you won't be able to see that if you don't know what all you're responsible for. You may even have a lot of time that you do spend with yourself and you're just not processing it because you don't see that you spend an hour and a half every morning with your facials, with a bubble bath, with lotioning, listening to music, things like that. You may be self-caring and having a lot of time to yourself already and just not processing it. You want better communication with your families and friends? Put them in your planner. Call them just to catch up or plan to send a meaningful card through the mail. That's right, the postmen are still working and it will definitely brighten their day and start a great opportunity for you guys to communicate more meaningful. If there's bad blood, then you may just want to reach out and say, I'm open to talk whenever you're ready. And if they are ready, you prepare yourself to hear things that may not make you happy, but your focus should be on doing right instead of being right. Now, that's too big to unpack right now, so we'll chat about that later. So, back to this SMART method of goal setting. We've already talked about the S and M, and now we're talking about A. Attainable. Make your goals something that can actually be done. If you can't figure out how to calculate your debt and how to make small and consistent payments for it to be an attainable goal to be debt-free, then you may need to call in a debt counselor, someone who is knowledgeable and has a proven record of being effective in minimizing or eliminating debt. And this will take some research, but be patient with yourself. Pace yourself and take the time to look up these counselors, do a thorough research. It is worth doing. Being debt-free is definitely worth doing. More time for yourself. If you have a 9-to-5 job, it is not attainable to set a goal of sleeping in more during the week. It's just not, neighbor. You will have to switch the goal to getting to bed earlier so you'll feel more rested and not have the need to sleep in. Better communication with friends and family. If you've been told to leave them alone, it is not an attainable goal for y'all to be besties and back friends hanging out tomorrow. You should adjust the goal to just reaching out. And once you've heard, hey, leave me alone, then your goal that would be attainable is forgiveness. To forgive yourself, to forgive them, to forgive the situation, and just move on. The R is for relevant. The goal should be something that you care about, something that's important to you, something that makes sense to who you are. You wouldn't want to set a goal of being the world's top YouTuber if you have no desire to make videos, edit videos, post videos, be on time with posting and making videos. If that does not sit well with who you are and what's important to you, then that's an irrelevant thing to even do. So there's no reason to set that goal. The last one is T, time-based. You have to put these goals on a time frame so that you can accomplish them. Maybe for some of the bigger goals, you want to set milestones. Say, for instance, the debt-free goal. Okay, have a payoff date established. And then milestones in between. Say, for instance, percentages. You can celebrate at 20% paid off milestone at the end of the year, 50% paid off milestone at the end of 2 years, 75% milestone paying off 3 years, et cetera. This way, you have an actual date to hold yourself accountable and to also prioritize paying off debts so that if your goal is to be debt-free in 5 years and you have these milestones set up, you'll be tempted to take that trip to Vegas. If you don't hold yourself accountable at the end of the year, I need to be 20% debt-free. So this amount of money that I would spend on this vacation is not going to help me reach that goal. It's not only important that you have these visions or these thoughts, but you have to have a plan and you have to commit to the plan in order for it to be a successful goal. Well, I think that's a good place for us to stop. Your homework is to look at the things you want to accomplish this year. It's still pretty early. And set smart goals. Even just setting the goals and reaching the goals, excitement or a level of joy that you can bring to your life, a level of happiness. Leave your thoughts on Instagram or Facebook. We can chat real time about it. And we'll see you next time when we talk about doing right versus being right. Thank you for joining me this week. The neighborhood is better because you're in it. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Yo Nosy Neighbor. If you love the show, leave some comments so I can continue to bring you this content. You know I love you more.